Kane and King.
We've tracked him down. He had a late finish last night, so a bit of a sleep in. Man,
he's had a bit going on.
Does he?
Sounds like he's been refereeing a few fights.
Well, let's get to him. One of the AFL's greatest and most courageous players has been good enough to join us. His name is Jonathan Brown. Brownie, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Conzie. Thanks, King. I'll tell you what, boys, the commissioner of the Carlton Draft is a hell of a lot easier than refereeing a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old who are bluing over whose mate they're taking to the footy tonight.
So
Olivia Brown and Jack Brown have just gone toe-to-toe. So I've got the black and white stripes on as the boxing referee.
Do you sort of, what's your policy, Brownie? Do you let it go a little bit and rein it in just to see how it's unfolding, or do you just shut it down straight away?
No, I let it go, but then the tears started. So I thought, this is not great at 10 past 7. I could see the phone ring, and I thought, King and Cons, you're just going to have to wait a second.
How many missed calls from our producer, Sammy Brownie?
Yeah, we had 3 or 4 missed calls. At that stage, the fight was going into deep water. We're late in the 11th round, and Jack Brown was looking for a late stoppage. But Olivia went to the footy last night. She took a mate, so obviously Jack wants to go tonight and he wants to take a mate. And I said, well, how about a compromise? You just take your sister. He goes, why would I want to do that?
Good answer.
You just sent our producer, who's the only redhead in the building, he's now grey. So probably not a bad result, Brownie.
That's right.
Now, listen, why I wanted to ring you. Now, you've got the Carlton Draft promotion at the moment. Former players who are well past their use-by date decide to strap the boots on and go again. And I don't know how you've done it, but you've talked Cornsy into being one of those players. I want to know, how does the player get allocated to the leagues? Because I've got a couple of suggestions.
Well, I've got a reasonable say as a Commissioner, Kingy. So, and obviously a few leagues have already rang. And as we know, out in the country, especially King, it's well known for their brown paper bags. And the farmers have had good years. They've had good crops. So there's a bit of loose folding, it's fair to say, floating around. So I can be bribed when it comes to allocating our young colleague here, Kane Corns, to a certain league.
What would be the most violent leagues out there at the moment?
No,
I'm just trying to just get a lay of the land, just to work out where it sits.
We're not advocating that, but I certainly know the Mininera and District Football League certainly has got a checkered history.
If you could find him into the... So now it's called the Northern Footy League. It used to be called the Diamond Valley. If we could just return it to the Diamond Valley for the one round.
We might just send him out to Montmorency or one of those joints. His opponent's name will be Knuckles or Muncher.
I think, Brownie, correct me if I'm wrong, you would have seen this story, but I think there was a game in the Diamond Valley a couple of years ago where one guy played with the old ankle bracelet on. If we could fashion that as a matchup, Brownie, I'd be very happy with
it. Is there any tagging in these leagues, Brownie? I don't know what to do with myself. Is there anyone I can tag?
Well, there'll be a few tagging you, mate. I know that. I've seen some of the animals come out of the bush up at the Ovens and King League. So I'd be afraid for your life up there, mate. But I tell you, in fairness, though, you're doing a great job, Cornsy, and even if you do come across an opponent that's on weekend release, you'll survive, mate. You're a great competitor. You're a great runner. You can run a sub-3 marathon, so just get to work.
Now, Brownie, are you going to play in one of these?
Oh, I'm too smart for that. I'm too smart for that, King.
Yeah.
I reckon it's just... I'm not sure I'm at the level. I was questioning Nathan Buckley. Yeah. I thought he was going to be a coach. Yeah. So I'm not sure how we've talked him in after 15 years of retirement. But he's obviously a big name. We're going to have to place him in a little Div 3 league somewhere. But Joey Kennedy, who's just out of retirement, that's a pretty good coup. So he'd be capable of playing Goulburn Valley or Ovens and Murray or maybe even the Hampton League, which is pretty good. But I don't think they want an old bustling full forward, just bringing the competition down.
Brownie, look forward to you on Fox Footy. And if you want to get involved in the Carlton Draft, just check out the website. There is a draft coming up as well, which is going to be magnificent. Thanks for having me on board and for joining us in the middle of a fight this morning. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, it's going to be great. The Carlton drafts are great. And good on you, Conzie, for getting having a crack, even though you will receive plenty of feedback, I would have thought, from the other side of things.
There is no doubt about that.
North Heidelberg is springing to mind, Brownie.
Kingy, I went to Jonathan Brown's our guest this morning.